Coach Walter, pretty great to get you.
How's everybody? Well, we've had good spirit, you know, in practice this week, which is encouraging. I think the big thing that I would emphasize with the players is, you know, finishing plays, finishing blocks, finishing runs, you know, finishing catches. You know, these are all the things that I think that we can certainly pay attention to detail on. Throwing the little things right, technique-wise. I mean, that seems to be the issues that we have when things don't go the way we'd like for them to go. And I think we got to get those things cleaned up, you know, tomorrow in practice, so we give ourselves the best chance to, you know, play the best game we can play, you know, on Saturday. I think Tennessee's playing the best football they've played all season. They're playing hard. They're executing well. Their players look like they have a lot of confidence. And so it's going to be important that, you know, we go there and play our very best game. And I think in games like this, these types of rivalry games, I don't think that, you know, records, you know, mean that much. Be a lot of emotion in the game. And, you know, our players got to understand that, you know, years from now and years down the road, when you say you played at Alabama, they're going to say, what was your record against Tennessee? What was your record against Auburn? And how many championships you win? So I guarantee you those are three questions that you're going to get asked. So this is the game we got this week. It's a big game, and I think it's important that our players are ready to play this game as well. So, you know, I don't have anything to report on the injury front. Everybody seems to be doing okay.
Where have you seen Tennessee's passing game evolve from last year to this year?
Well, first of all, the quarterback's playing really well. I think he's completing 65% of his passes. I think they have really good receivers. They have some guys that have some size, and they're really good at going after the 50-50 balls down the field, which I think they hit six of them last week in the game, all for big plays. You know, I mean, that's the two areas, but I also think conceptually, they're doing a lot of stuff that, you know, they did at USC, which is where, you know, Tyson Helton came from, who's a really good coach. I used to coach with his dad, one of those guys when they were in grade school, and now they're presenting problems out there for old guys like me. So, but they do a really good job of executing, and I think their players have a lot of confidence.
Do you have an update on Lester Cotton in the left guard position?
What kind of update? He played in the last game. I mean, he's competing for a job just like everybody else around here. So, you know, he twisted his ankle a little bit. He probably wasn't 100% the last game. But he has every opportunity to go out there and do things the way he needs to do them so he can go out and play. And it's competition in every position. You know, I don't. You know, some players think that I don't like them. I like performance. That's what I like.
Coach, right back here with Mark. This is the last one, unless somebody's got another one.
Yes, sir. Just what about this wide receiver group makes them so explosive after the catch?
What you talking about our group?
Yeah, your group.
Well, I think they've got really good speed. I think all those guys are really, really competitive. They've got really good hands. I think we have a pretty good system that we've been able to utilize, you know, those things that they can make explosive plays. They all have ability to run after the catch. So, and I think that the quarterbacks have done a good job of getting the ball when we have the opportunities to make those plays. And they've given them catchable balls, and they've been able to finish plays and make a lot of big plays. But, you know, these guys have really good speed. They're good getting in and out of breaks. They get good hands. You know, Smitty's the only guy that, you know, I would say would be questionable for this game. Hadn't been able to practice to this point.
Coach, we'll finish up here with that.
I was actually going to ask you about Devontae Smith. Just what have you seen from him this week in terms of what he's been able to do?
What did I just say? I just said he hadn't been able to practice, so I haven't seen him do anything. Walk around with me, talk to me.
see, I haven't been able to do anything.
Yes.
Okay.
How many ways can I say that?
Coach, that's all we got tonight.